Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts. So, Arisha, I think we can both agree that you're a pretty private person, right?
Yeah, I feel like I'm half private, half not private. Mm-hmm. Classic Libra.
You love having secrets.
So don't even
act like the world go round.
Okay. Well, listen, it's obviously understandable to want to keep some parts of your life to yourself. But, you know, we've talked about this many times. When you're a celebrity, that's really hard to do. And when you're as big a star as Harry Styles, that's damn near impossible.
Yeah, I mean, I have you for a best friend, and I can attest it's hard to keep things private. So I can only imagine what it's like on the level of Harry Styles. And in a new cover story and interview he did with Rolling Stone, Harry talks about it and opens up about how he closes himself off from the public.
Yeah, and the interview doesn't stop there. Harry has some choice things to say about social media, and he responds to critics who say he's intentionally misleading a big chunk of his audience for the sake of his career.
Yeah, about the social media choice words, like, get in line, Harry. We all have them.
Seriously. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Tuesday, August 23rd.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company. Unconventional ideas that change the world. Whatever business means to you, listen to top podcasts like How I Built This and Business Wars early and ad-free only on Wondery Plus. Wondery means business.
Can we just start every Rich and Daily episode with a Harry Styles song?
I think we have to apologize because that song's going to be in everyone's head. It's in mine. I can't get it out.
I know. I love that song, though. And it's obviously
it's a good vibe.
His hit as it was. Mm-hmm. And I think it's kind of fitting because it's definitely not the same as it was for Harry before he became truly a global superstar. Like, so many people on Instagram that I follow are like, Harry Styles, Harry Styles, Harry Styles. Like, he is just everywhere. People love him. And he's obviously a household name. And he opened up about all of this in a new interview with Rolling Stone that was released yesterday. And he talks about how difficult it is to be accessible to fans, but also keep parts of himself private.
Yeah. So in the interview, he says that he's worried that he'll seem like a hypocrite for being so closed off, saying, "I'd like to think I'm open and probably quite stubborn, too, and willing to be vulnerable. I can be selfish sometimes, but I'd like to think that I'm a caring person," which I just feel like, yeah, I get all of these emotions and these feelings about yourself. Like, that seems kind of universal.
Yeah, I think so.
But Harry says that he's never talked about his private life publicly, but says he knows that no matter what he shares or keeps to himself, there's always going to be a version of a narrative, which is very true.
Yes.
And he says he's not going to spend the time trying to correct it or redirect it in some way, which is really good use of his time, because once people have a thought or an idea on social media, it runs away
and that's
all you can do about it. Like, that's it.
You're not going to change it.
No. And Harry says that as much as he tries to keep a hard line between his private and public life, other people blur the lines for you.
Yeah. And, you know, one reason that Harry says he wants to keep his private life out of the public eye is that it affects his romantic partners. He says dating him can be rough because it kind of leads to an avalanche of online hate from Twitter, which is so true. And Harry calls this a shitstorm of people trying to be awful to people, which is the tagline.
I was going to say, Twitter. I was literally going to say that's Twitter's tagline. I don't know if people knew that.
It was in the PowerPoint presentation that they showed Elon Musk.
And he's like, say no more. I'm in.
Here's $44 billion.
So in the interview, Harry talks about how he has to warn potential suitors about what it's like to be with him, saying, can you imagine going on a second date with someone and being like, okay, here's this corner of the thing, and they're going to say this, and it's going to be really crazy, and they're going to be really mean, and it's not real. But anyway, what do you want to eat?
I'd be like, okay, does this restaurant have lava cake or let's get to the serious stuff.
It's one of those things where it's like everyone has, you know, something that they're hesitant to share with a potential partner. And it's like, stars are just like us. They're like, Twitter is going to absolutely ravage you. And other people, it's like, well, I'm in debt. So we all know the struggle.
But do you want bread or no?
Yes, always yes. But Harry's aware that it's a small base of the Twitterverse, but still a pain nonetheless. And here's the thing, like, sure, it's a small base, but if you're human, 99 people could say positive things about you and one person says something negative and you're like, well, everyone hates me. There's no other way to interpret it.
Which is, we've talked about so much. Like, once our podcast got even remotely popular, we're like, oh my God, this is terrifying.
It's like, I can't do this. But Harry said, it's obviously a difficult feeling to feel like being close to me means you're at the ransom of a corner of Twitter or something. I just wanted to sing. I didn't want to get into it if I was going to hurt people like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's tough because, like, that is what he's a singer. Like, he loves to sing. That's what he does. And, like, it just comes with this whole other thing that you pretty much just have to deal with. That is the society, you know?
I mean, imagine, like, what if this was the reality for, like, an accountant? Like, I just want to crunch numbers, but my relationship is too popular.
Everyone wants to know who I'm dating. So in the Rolling Stone interview, Harry also addressed another controversy he's currently involved in. Some people have accused Harry of queerbaiting. So for those who don't know, queerbaiting is basically when a public person implies non-heterosexual relationships or attraction as a way to kind of attract an audience from the LGBTQIA community, but then they don't openly engage in that activity or they're not, like, openly out. So obviously, Harry has become known for his gender fluidity and fashion. And he's, you know, he's always rocking a skirt, some pearls. Like, he's very free with his fashion. And
yes, he is.
Don't think anyone can blame him for that. And, you know, he's also been seen waving gay pride flags at his concerts, but he hasn't publicly labeled himself as part of the LGBTQIA plus community.
Yeah. And so because of that, some critics are saying that Harry's profiting off queer aesthetics without explicitly aligning himself with that community. To that, I say, has anyone seen a corporation during the month of June? Like,
great
come on.
Point. Yeah. Like, I mean, he could just be an ally and I don't know that there's anything wrong with that, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's hard because we're not in the queer community, so we can't speak to like his effect on the queer community and how they feel about it. But
sure, yeah,
there are a lot of people who, you know, defend Harry and think that it's unfair to force anyone to label themselves in order to validate their own gender or creative expression.
Yeah.
And Harry talked about this in the interview, and he said, sometimes people say, you've only publicly been with women, and I don't think I've publicly been with anyone. Hmm. If someone takes a picture of you with someone, it doesn't mean you're choosing to have a public relationship or something.
I mean, this is a weird way to say that.
It is a very weird way, because it almost feels like he's proving their point by being like, well, you don't know. You haven't seen pictures, so I could actually...
And the interviewer did point this out. Like, he's obviously been very publicly with Olivia Stiles. Oh, my God. He's
jumping the gun there.
With Olivia Wilde. Like, I mean, they haven't been like, hey, we're lovers.
Right, right.
They're pretty publicly affectionate, like holding hands.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like he's mincing his words here. And it's like, well, sure, you haven't publicly talked about your relationship, but as long as people have eyes and ears, you're public about it. You're in the public. Yeah. So like it kind of, it's a catch-22 for you.
Yeah, it's a really weird thing. Also, in terms of like him wearing skirts and pearls and things like that, like I think that's kind of falling into the idea that certain clothing is for certain genders.
Absolutely.
And that's the patriarchy talking. So
yeah, it is.
I mean,
yeah,
the guy wear what he wants to wear, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
But again, like, if there are members of the queer community who feel a certain way about this, who are we to say?
Exactly.
You shouldn't feel this way. I mean.
Exactly.
And look, Harry may not have publicly come out or labeled his sexuality, but some people think that this line from his song Medicine was his way of addressing it. Tingle running through my bones, fingers to my toes, tingle running through my bones. Which I can see. I guess I understand that. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, we've also talked about this. Like, so many people, I think, are more fluid with their sexuality than they even realize.
Right, right. Well, I feel like it's hard because it's also no one's business.
Right.
So it's like, I can understand feeling like it's a bait and switch of trying to get, you know, fans or be on a certain side, but at the end of the day, this is who he is and how he expresses himself, and that has to be okay.
Yeah. Well, also, it's like, if he was a shitty singer, it's not like people would be like, oh, I only like him because he had a gay pride flag. It's like, you wouldn't like him regardless. Maybe you like his music, and that's his job. Like, So even though he doesn't really want to discuss his own sexuality, he is happy to discuss the gay character that he plays in his new movie, My Policeman, which is set in the 50s when it was still illegal to be in a same-sex relationship in the UK. Not that long ago.
I know. Like, in our parents' lifetime.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So when speaking about this movie, Harry says it's a story about love and wasted time. And it's not just a gay story about these guys being gay, which feels like a description that some bro would give about a movie. Like, it's this gay story about these guys being gay. Like, it sounds so reductive.
It really
does,
actually.
Which I guess is the point of what he's trying to make.
Yeah.
Harry also says how important it was for them to portray realistic gay sex, saying, so much of gay sex in film is two guys going at it, and it kind of removes the tenderness from it. There will be, I would imagine, some people who watch it who were very much alive during this time when it was illegal to be gay, and Michael wanted to show that it's tender and loving and sensitive.
Okay, well.
And Michael's the director.
Yeah.
Just throwing that in there. We didn't mention him yet.
So, of course, you know, not everyone is loving Harry's take on this or his take on gay sex in My Policeman. Even though Harry says he has his own journey with figuring out sexuality and getting more comfortable with it, some people did criticize Harry for speaking for queer people while refusing to claim the community.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's like, why can't we cast more authentically?
I was thinking the same thing.
God.
And maybe they are. but like he hasn't. Yeah, he's not openly gay.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But I agree with you. Like I kind of thought we were over this phase of casting non-queer people in queer roles. Yeah. Or, you know,
it applies to so many different groups. Like I was just talking to somebody about Superstore and how the character in a wheelchair is not actually in a wheelchair. And it's like,
same with Glee.
Attention casting. There are people all over the world that represent the absolute spectrum of wonderfulness in the human condition that should be represented on TV accurately. Like, you're telling me you can't find an openly gay actor to play this role?
No exactly. Way. Agree. Hard agree.
Now, I didn't put any of this on Twitter, but somebody on Twitter did write, a straight man thinking that he ate for saying that. Queer people don't need him, and he better stop speaking for us. Mm. He's just happy because he stole queer culture for his benefits and fame, period. Which
I understand them feeling that way. Yeah. Like, I really do.
Yeah. And another person said, Harry Styles codifying queer movies as so much of gay sex in film is two guys going at it, and it kind of removes the tenderness from it. Is crazy to me because most queer films are about tenderness, sadness, and longing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does seem like it might be coming from a place of not much education about it.
Yeah. I think that's a fair opinion.
Yeah.
So, I mean, look, what do we think at the end of the day? Is it fair for the public to kind of demand this personal information from celebrities, especially, you know, with something that is as personal as someone's sexuality, or you know, do stars have the responsibility to be more transparent and share these details with the public, especially when they have a platform as big as Harry's, and especially when you're now playing a gay man in a film?
Yeah, for me, that's when it becomes a problem. I will 100% say you have no obligation to share your personal life with me. I wish you would. And I'm offended that you don't, but at the end of the day, absolutely, your sexuality is your business and only your business. Yeah. But when it comes to being in movies, we are in the age where white women are playing Asian characters. Like, we need to have the representation be fully authentic when we can. And that's when I'm like, Harry, come on.
I know. And like, that's not to say that to play this role, he should be forced to be like, okay, fine, I'm gay.
Right, of course
not. It just means, like, maybe don't take these roles if you are not openly a member of that community. Yeah. And, you know, aside from that, it's nobody's business. But you're right. When it becomes about this or being cast in these roles, then it's a whole different story. So, I don't know. But his songs are bangers.
I would like to think we all can agree on that.
Oh, yeah, 100%. We could all come together on that point.
Mm-hmm.
From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.